I'm sure you were watching the federal election on Monday night just with as much interest as I was. What do you think of the results?
I felt like we were going to see a change.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be a Liberal majority. And locally, I was really hopeful to see some change. And we saw some change in our numbers, but we didn't see change in our results. I think it speaks to parts of our riding are really different.
You know, I think Mr. Richards probably did enjoy some broad support here in the Bow Valley because, I mean, there was quite a victory, 64%. He's got to get votes from all parts of the riding to do that. But, you know, anecdotally, I've heard Marlo Reynolds did quite well in the Bow Valley. And if those kinds of numbers had been translated to the more populated areas of Cochrane and Airdrie, we might have seen something of a different result.
When I look at the 2011 results and compare them to the results from this week, and one thing that must be kept in mind is that our riding was changed and a bunch of area north of Airdrie was added to another riding. Blake Richards in 2011 got about 74% of the vote, but his vote count was around 43,000. Mm-hmm. This time around, he was 63% of the vote. To me, it speaks to the fact that ground was gained elsewhere.
Yeah.
So when you look at the Liberal results, Marlo was at 17,000 votes and around 25.25%.
Marlo and his campaign team worked incredibly hard to try to gain some support here. And I think he got some traction. Obviously, not enough to break the conservative stronghold that is this riding and always has been. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, talking to business owners, business representatives, municipal officials off the record, I'm not naming names here, but there just seems to be a general dissatisfaction with Mr. Richards and how he has represented this section of our riding in the past. I think it wouldn't take that much for him to endear himself to our community again. All he'd have to do is walk down the hall to the new immigration minister, whoever that ends up being, knocking on their door. Because Justin Trudeau said, we want to work with all parties. We want to come up with collaborative solutions, including the Conservatives, who are our friends and neighbors. He basically said that in his acceptance speech. Knock on his door and say, hey, look, temporary foreign worker program. We kind of messed up on this file. There were some abuses. But in the Banff-Canmore area, it was a very useful program. Can we retool it or redesign something that would help these businesses get the labor they need? Because it's a problem in my riding. Even if he tried and failed, it would at least show the business community here and many locals that he actually does care about this part of the riding.
That would be a refreshing turn of events, I think. But I find him to be quite partisan. I'm wondering whether or not he would, you know, have the chutzpah to walk down and say that. But on the other hand, I mean, Justin Trudeau has already made announcements about immigration changes to work on some of these issues on that file of immigration. It's not just temporary foreign workers. I think that as a Bow Valley, we're going to be better served in immigration and labor with a Liberal government than we were with a Conservative government, even having our own MP part of that government.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.